This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
We are closer to the fairy tale. We can keep on moving and nothing can tear us apart. Our next guest is good friends with Rindu and Sendiri. I thought they were people, but they're actually Malaysian words. Has God made it this way? Do I want to make it right now I see you? Well, you got me at a time where I'm not breaking up and I'm ready to let go. Our next guest is the kind of girl we love interviewing on Her Society. I wonder, does she know she really isn't a triple XL? Please welcome Nadira to Her Society.
I like that. Thank you so much. You just like named all my song titles.
See, before I speaking to your manager, your lovely manager cleared for me that Rindu and Sendiri aren't people. It actually are. They're Malaysian words. I've learned two Malaysian words today. I'm very excited.
Yay.
Speaking of which, you're here from Malaysia. Thank you for coming to Melbourne.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm happy.
Now, where are you off to after? You've got a big gig coming up.
I have a big gig. But before that, I got to go to the salon because I got to do my hair.
Now, you've come to a good city to do your hair.
Yeah.
Because Melbourne's like one of the fashion cities.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about Australia, but we've got the style.
I kind of like want them to like make my hair really hard so that if the wind blows, it stays. You know, like,
so lots of hairspray.
Lots of hairspray. I even brought my own just in case. Just in case they didn't spray enough.
How big is your tin?
It's like this high.
Whoa, yeah. It's like taller than you.
Yeah.
So tell me, Nadira, like, you've got some beautiful songs out. You're an R&B artist.
R&B artist.
So what's it like over in Malaysia? Is R&B big over there?
Not really, to be honest. I just kind of like want to do what I like doing, you know, and like do it because I love doing it. Not focus so much on like what's hip and what's new and stuff. It's not big, but people are starting to know me.
That's awesome. Yeah. And has that been a childhood dream of yours to kind of get into that?
You know what's funny? When I was younger, you know, when you're in school, you have all these books like your friends give you, tell you to write like your bio data, names and stuff. And one of my occupations is like singer.
Nice.
So I'm actually doing it. I guess it's like, you know.
Awesome.
It's a thing, yeah.
You're doing it well too. And in like that kind of Eastern culture, which I'm from as well, it's very kind of, not taboo, but very not advised to take that part.
Nah,
so you've been quite brave doing that.
Yeah. My dad, like, he never encouraged me before. I mean, he sent me to music school and I've always been doing music and stuff, but whenever I talk about like being an artist and stuff, he wouldn't encourage me. He'd be like, if you want to be a musician, I'm not going to send you to school, you know?
That's the threat.
And I'm like, okay, I don't want to do it, you know.
Well, I've got to say too, like in Malaysia as well, growing up, you know, you're speaking before off air about radio interviews where the questions are always around relationships.
Yeah. It's really stressful.
How do I answer that?
Yeah, how do I answer that? It's like, I don't want them to know. It's a secret, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's very private. Even in Sri Lanka, the first question you get asked, even when I go to Sri Lankan parties here, why aren't you married? When are you getting married? Who are you getting married to? Why don't you have a partner? It's always around those questions.
And then when you get married, when are you going to have a baby?
Exactly. And when you have a baby, what school are they going to?
Or
what are they doing?
When's the next one?
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
It's like, what am I, a baby machine?
Yeah.
Seriously. It's nuts.
There he is.
Now, I've got to say, Nadira, is this your first time in Australia?
My first time in Australia. So I'm really happy to be here. Everything's been so exciting.
Are you just staying in Melbourne or are you going all around?
I am
going
to go visit Sydney.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to meet Ronnie Jones, the guy who featured my song Terrace Apart.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's in Sydney.
So are you recording anything down here or are you just kind of...
I met Mobin Master.
Mobin Master?
Yeah.
He rings a bell. I'm not very good with my pop as JC's, but...
Try Google or YouTube Mobin Master. He has a famous song called Show Me Love. I was just at his studio two nights ago and we're hanging out and he wants me to come back in and do something.
Oh,
so I'm looking forward to that.
So you'll be coming back here?
I hope.
And we can take you to a better salon.
Really?
Because I'm actually, Jason told me the kind of salon he's taking you to.
Korean.
Jason said, oh yeah, I get my hair cut there. His hair's fine.
His hair's fine.
He's a guy. Like his hair, little trim, he's fine. But girls, seriously?
Yeah.
You know,
if
you come out and you're like, Jason, what have you done to my hair? Next time I'll hook you up.
Okay, sweet.
Now, Nadira, I have a game I like to play with all of my guests. It's called What's Your Number? So I have numbers labeled from 1 through to 50, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
I would like to play. I'm kind of scared.
Don't worry, there aren't any questions on here that you don't want to answer. Let's just say. Okay, hit me with a number, three numbers between 1 to 50.
112.
1 to 50. So any three numbers between
so any
one.
Three numbers. It can't be a double number.
No, you can't ask six twice because it's the same question. That's okay. Cheating. You can't cheat on the first time. Look at you, cheeky.
1, 2, 0.
You can't ask 0. 1 to 50.
Wait. Oh, 1 to... Wait, sorry. 1 to 50. No, so it could be 1, 2, 3.
It could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 50.
All the way to 50. Okay.
1, 2, 0. Cheating your way out of this test.
1.
Yes.
12.
Yep.
And 11.
1, 12, 11. Number 1. Who is the best looking radio host in the universe and the world?
You're asking me.
I'm asking you.
Who is the... Sorry, repeat that.
Who is the best looking radio host in the universe and the world?
I don't know. Can I say Ryan Seacrest?
I'm going to turn your mic off. Ryan Seacrest. That's... Who is the second best?
You are!
Yay! That was the correct answer. But
no, but you know what? I want to switch that around. I want to make you number one.
Ah, yeah, you can stay. I'm not going to turn your mic off. Okay. Your manager got it. She was like, yes, 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 yes. All right, now, question number... Now, this is pretty intense stuff, I have to say.
Ooh.
So, question number 12. As it loads, I wonder what it will be. The suspense is killing me.
Okay,
question number 12. Here we are. Do you have any tattoos?
No, I don't.
Are you going to get any?
I would love to, but I don't think I can.
Is it frowned upon in Malaysia to get tattoos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For women especially or just in general?
Just in general because of religion.
Ah, yeah. Right. Mm. I see. When I got a tattoo on my back, the pen just went flying too.
Yeah.
My dad didn't know and we went out to dinner one day and I forgot that I had a low-cut top on my back. And he saw me goes, did you get a tattoo? Yes, Dad. Oh.
Did he freak out?
That's all he
said. That's all?
He's like, oh. Like, I'm waiting for the lecture. Nothing. Just, oh.
Lucky you, then. Lucky you.
Well, I've got no religious constraints, but still, I get what you mean. And the next, last question was number 11. Oh, this is an easy one, Nadira.
What is it?
What is the ringtone on your phone?
My song, Tear Us Apart.
Really?
Yeah. And my second ringtone is my song, Closer.
Oh, really?
My friends call me and they're like, you're so self-obsessed, man. It's like everywhere, like about you. It's just Nadira, Nadira, Nadira. I'm like, what?
Awesome, Nadira. Thank you very much for joining us in
the
studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Jen.
It's been so much fun. Florence and the Machine there with Spectrum here on Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. That's the second song going out to DJ Ish, the birthday girl for today. I have a speech lined up.
Go on.
Well, no, I don't, but...
I have a dream.
I have a dream that DJ Ish has a beautiful birthday, wherever she is in Australia, whether it be Brisbane, Queensland, somewhere in that region. Happy birthday to you. Have a wonderful day.
Yes.
Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Zebu.
Yeah.
It's that time where we have to say bye.
No.
Or laters.
Laters.
Laters. Yeah. They had that embedded like Beckham. Laters.
You know,
it was so much fun.
I can't say see you later without saying see you later.
Really?
I don't know. It's a thing that's just stuck with me and it's so annoying. It's
one of your many nationalities coming out in your accent.
Yeah, but none of them is English. Yeah. I just keep, I'm like, you know, say, oh, you say goodbye. I'm like, yeah, see you later. I'm like, oh God, here we go again. I can't say later. There we go. I say later. See you later.
Later.
Yeah.
Laters.
I bet you later. Later.
Yeah, later.
When we say goodbye, I'll be like, see you later, Ginny. Oh my God. Stop it. It's a habit anyway.
Now next week our new season starts. Our spring season.
New season.
Three new additional hosts.
Is it still spring?
It's spring. But it's
summer?
The Joy Spring
group.
Oh grit.
Yes, yeah, gotcha.
It starts next week. We have three brand new hosts, Pavati Ma, Bessie Kay, LaShonda Fontaine.
LaShonda Fontaine.
They're not brand new. Well they are. Some of them are. One of them is. The other two have been on Her Society before. But we're gonna explore different parts because Pavati Ma's a guru, so we're gonna have like psychic Saturdays.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we'll be exploring tarot reading, all that kind of stuff
love
that
it.
We love to do, and you know, usual hijinks. Then we have Bessie Kay, who's an entertainer, so she'll be bringing in her love and her peeps. And LaShonda Fontaine, well, she'll be bringing in
lots of tapping and ass.
Lots of tapping
ass
and
tapping.
So it'll be very exciting.
Lots of inappropriate things.
Pretty much. So with LaShonda Fontaine, I do have like a buzzer, which kind of, if she says something inappropriate, I press it and she goes, and then a mic automatically turns off.
She'll be like, hey, what up?
But yeah, till then, next week will be a very exciting show, so stay tuned. Otherwise, you can keep in touch with us at hersocietyonline.com.au or our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/hersocietyonline.
Online.
Well, I was going to say Her Society Live, but that is our Twitter account.
That is
you
our
can
Twitter.
Catch up with our Twitter account, too.
Which is?
Twitter. Her Study Live.
Yeah.
At Her Study Live.
At Her Study Live. And we are not British, just so you know. But
we're
till then, please love one another.
And please recycle. You know what I mean? What?
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.